Conscious Leadership Podcast, the human side of leadership, where consciousness meets practical business leadership. The podcast dives into real challenges managers face, from team motivation to navigating change. Discover actionable insight, proven strategies, and inspiring stories to help you lead with clarity, authenticity, and impact. Whether you are an SME owner, a team leader, or simply passionate about conscious leadership, this podcast will equip you with the tools to build stronger teams, foster trust, and achieve sustainable success. Tune in, lead consciously, and make a difference. Hello, hello, and welcome back to a new episode of the Conscious Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Boris Nedved, and I'm really excited to explore with you another essential aspect of leadership, communication. In the world of leadership, management, business, ownership, whatever it might be, one fundamental truth for me stands out. That is, communication is everything. It's not just a soft skill. It's this defining factor that determines whether a leader, a manager, a person that is in charge can effectively manage and guide a team. Effective leadership isn't just about making decisions. It's about how you convey those decisions, how you listen, how you adapt your communication style to your team members. At the heart of every strong organization lies clear, intentional, tailored communication. So let's break down today why communication is critical, how to tailor it to your specific employees, to your groups, to your peers, to your team members, and the impact of conscious communication on workplace culture, engagement, and success. So when I ask you, why is communication so critical, so foundational for leadership? Have you ever heard of a leader who was unclear in their messaging, or worse, didn't communicate at all? I don't think so, and I don't hope so, but what happens then? This lack of communication leads to confusion, leads to disengagement, leads to all of this loss of trust, suspicion, gossip, rumors, and so on. I guess you might know it from your own companies, and I wish not, but I think so you do. And on the other hand, you have these strong leaders that know how to effectively communicate. That creates clarity, so employees really understand what are the expectations, the goals, and the company vision. It creates this trust, this psychological safety, this safety net when leaders communicate openly and honest. Communication that raises the engagement level. When employees feel heard, when they are motivated, when they are committed. And yes, as mentioned before, listening is a part of communication. It's a two-way street. It's the give and the take. It's the listening, it's the talking. And communication fosters collaboration. Transparent communication strengthens teamwork and innovation. So in a nutshell, if we as leaders fail to communicate effectively, we risk misalignment, misunderstandings, and disengagement in our teams. But how do we ensure that our communication resonates with every individual? So for me, it's really about tailoring your communication to your people, to your team, to your employees. Because one size does not fit all when it comes to communication. Every individual and every employee has different needs, a different personality, and different ways of processing information. Think about a team that is structured, that they like history, they like experience, they like to talk about what failed yesterday. If me as a leader, I come in and I talk only about the future, would my message really land with them? Is it the way that the group is talking? Most likely not. So to become an effective leader, we need to adapt our communication style. We need to adapt it to our teams, to our people, to our peers, to our stakeholders. Some people thrive on direct, concise, straightforward instructions, while others need more context, more discussion, exchange with others. Some are visual learners, some benefit from diagrams or written instructions, while others prefer verbal explanations or hands-on experience and hands-on guidance. So So these are different personality types and/or communication preferences that the people might have. Communication is not just about speaking. It's about listening as well. Active listening means fully engaging in conversations, asking clarifying questions, reflecting back on what was said. And you can show empathy by understanding how an employee feels and acknowledge their concerns or perspectives before you respond. So that's what active listening and empathy is about. And I guess that I'm not telling you any great news when I say, well, constructive feedback. Constructive feedback should be given, and it should be clear, precise, actionable, delivered in a way that suits the recipient's personality. It lands better. The person can do something with it. And for sure, on the other side, recognition and praise. This should also be tailored. Some employees appreciate public recognition, while others prefer private acknowledgement. So, yeah, feedback and recognition. And as a last aspect, I want to highlight that in today's interconnected hybrid world, hybrid work environment world, we must balance written and verbal communication. Written, all the emails, all the chats, all the reports, and the verbal, all the meetings, the video calls, the phone calls, in-person discussions. So to communicate effectively means as well to handle this hybrid environment. And we have to be mindful of our tone in written communication. Without the body language, without the vocal cues, without the facial cues, messages can be misinterpreted. So that's something to think about when adjusting our communication as well to digital and in-person interactions. There is a difference. Now, in one of my last leadership roles, it was a major project. I worked with a really, really diverse team. Some members preferred structured, some members preferred formal meetings, some thrived in casual brainstorming sessions, and some others preferred one-on-one discussions. So initially, I communicated in my standardized way. Team meetings, memos, emails, you know what I mean. And the result was, there were a lot of misunderstandings, unclear direction. People thought and assumed something out of an email that I've written, for example. It was missing information for some and too much information for others. And at the end, it resolved in disengagement. It was disengagement that the people didn't get what I wanted. Only once I started really tailoring my communication to the level of engagement, it improved. It improved dramatically. It was structured one-on-ones for those who preferred these detailed discussions and more informal chats for people in the coffee corners who preferred flexibility. The magic really came with this increased trust, with this suddenly appearing collaboration and a stronger team dynamic, because it was tailored to the individual needs. So from my perspective, here are some really practical steps for improving leadership communication. Number one is know your audience. Really take time to understand how each team member prefers to receive and process their information that is relevant for them. Ask more questions instead of assuming, because you know what assume stands for. Seek to understand through open-ended questions. Really think about how you can ask open-ended questions to get most out of it. Provide clear expectations. Avoid ambiguity, especially in instructions, and ensure alignment to goals. Instead of saying, make sure that the project is done soon, and I remember me saying that as well, it is better to say, please complete the project by Friday at noon and provide a status update by Wednesday, and yada, yada, yada. So clear expectations prevent misunderstanding and ensure accountability to the people. Encourage open dialogue. Foster a culture where people feel comfortable speaking up, asking questions, and even challenging what you said. The more clear it is for everybody involved, the better the outcome will be. The more open you are, the more reasons can be understood, and the more people trust you, since you are sharing. balance speaking and listening. As I've mentioned before, communication is a two-way street. Ensure you're truly hearing your employees or team members. Listen really to them. Give them time to think and to talk. Ask for their opinion and input. Allow questions, remarks, discussions, disagreement, and so on. It's really helpful and beneficial. All of you will learn from it. And adapt your style. Be flexible. Be flexible in adjusting your communication based on the situation and the individual. Now, all what I've said is for me a kind of common sense, isn't it? And you might have heard it before many, many, many times in different communication trainings and so on. For me, the underlying question is, and I had the very same question years ago, how do I get to know and understand really the preferences of the individual team members that would allow me as a leader to use tailored individual communication? I assume that all would agree with me that without the right communication tools, even the most talented managers struggle to align their teams, inspire productivity, or maintain organizational cohesion. And in my NLP coach education, I learned various ways of how to use communication, in which way and with whom and yada, yada, yada. Well, definitely it has some valuable aspects, including the use of meta programs and so on. To me, it never felt completely right. Now, some of you might know me, and I think I've mentioned that before. I'm, since a couple of years, a strong follower, believer, and supporter of the Human Design System. And in particular, its large group business application, which is called either BG5 for smaller groups or OC16 for larger groups. And I found that this, particularly OC16, provides exactly this precise guidance on how to utilize natural and authentic lines of communication as a leader. It would pull out what is right for me in a larger group context. And for me, the key truly is leading and managing a team successfully. It is this understanding and utilizing such information. It provides essential tools for communication, the best lines of communication for the manager, and insightful knowledge about what moves and motivates employees, how to talk to them in a way that addresses their preferences, how to address them correctly. And it's unlike all these homogenized, one-size-fits-all communication strategies that I've had learned before and I trained before and things. It introduces a tailored, dynamic approach that ensures messages are not just delivered, but can be received well and acted upon effectively. So for me, from a business standpoint, adopting OC60 methodology is a game changer. While it's still widely unknown, with only around 30 people in the world being trained for it, it's an exclusive tool, and it's due to this specialized training and not everybody understanding and getting it and mastering it. However, the methodology helps to visualize and utilize the energy dynamics that shape a large team, shape a large group, provide clear insights, how to engineer the team for optimal focus and dedicated communication. So for me, it really became an invaluable resource for business leaders seeking to enhance team dynamics and communication efficiency. Yeah, but I do not want to bore you more with my methodology, and even though I could go on and on and on and talk for it for hours, and the power of it. Let me conclude this episode about conscious leadership and the importance of communication. Strong communication is really the bridge between leadership and engagement. And to master communication is, for me, the fundamental truth to a successful business. There's, from my perspective, a methodology that provides a structured approach for it, for leaders to build that bridge effectively. And by applying the simple principles above that I mentioned before, leaders can ensure their messages are not only delivered, but start to resonate with their teams and being understood, being acted upon, fostering deeper trust, fostering alignment, productivity within their teams. When we communicate with clarity, empathy and adaptability, flexibility, We create workplaces where employees feel valued, feel empowered, and feel connected. So at last, I want to give you a challenge. Identify one way you can improve your communication this week. Maybe it's listening more intentionally. Might be your peers, your boss, your team, even your wife, your kids, your friends. Adapting your style to a specific team member or family member, and clarifying expectations more effectively. What you can do. It's just a challenge. Just try it out. And share one communication strategy that has helped you lead more effectively. I would be really curious to understand what it is. What changes you have made to ensure your message are clearly understood and well received by your teams. Leave me a comment, connect with me on LinkedIn, connect with me on Substack, reach out to me, or give me a call, or share your thoughts on my website, humanintheCenter.com. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, stay intentional, stay conscious, and keep leading with purpose. Thank you for listening to the Conscious Leadership Podcast. Look forward to the next episode to come, and stay intentional, stay conscious, and keep leading with purpose. Until the next time, bye.